Are you in a fight? And no, I'm not talking about where you're spending Christmas, political parties, or opinions about coronavirus, masks, or anything like that. While views, where we stand on things, and the state of the world are very important, I'm talking about the battle you may be facing on a much more personal level. How are things on the home front, the job front, or within your heart? Battles come in many forms. You may have lost a job or been without work for much of this pandemic. Your battle is believing and trusting God for provision. Some battle temptation and depression, while others battle thoughts of fear and worry. Maybe your battle is for physical health and you're facing this virus or some other unwelcome sickness that has you sidelined from your normal routine and fearful of what lies ahead. There are many battles we come up against. What I want you to know and hear today is this: the battle you face belongs to the Lord. Now, will you choose to believe that and trust He is enough to see you through? It's tough when the odds seem way against us, but isn't that where the rubber meets the road when it comes to our faith? Do we really believe this battle, this season we are in right now, all the things heavy on our heart, do we believe they belong to the Lord? Do we believe God is in control? You can flip through page after page of the Bible and discover stories of how God walked with His people through trials. You can also talk to any believer who has walked through pain, experienced unexpected struggle and loss in life, and hear story after story of God's faithfulness through the fight. But today, I wanted to share about the experience of King Jehoshaphat. He trusted the Lord. His leadership and worship was evident of that trust. In 2 Chronicles chapter 20, he faced a faith-testing battle. Three armies were coming against him. The odds were not in his favor. He was afraid. There's a big lesson we can learn from King Jehoshaphat. Yes, he was afraid, but he didn't allow that fear to cause him to turn away from God. Instead, here's what he did. 2 Chronicles 20:3 and 4. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. If you read the rest of chapter 20, you'll find King Jehoshaphat begins to pray. He is aware of his weaknesses. He admits he doesn't know what to do, but he prays, "Lord, our eyes are on you." Jehoshaphat sought the Lord, prayed, and he fasted. He denied himself the casual comforts of life to satisfy or even numb his fear and struggle. He dug deep into his faith and led his people to do the same. In the wake of his seeking, God spoke these words to the king: "Do not be afraid or discouraged because of this vast army, for the battle is not yours, but God's." The battle you face may be vast, but it's not yours. The odds of winning may be against you. Do not be afraid. Let your fear strengthen your faith. Keep your eyes on Jesus. He will see you through as you trust in Him. That's the truth. Don't be afraid. The battle belongs to the Lord. I'm Lori Klein.